Oh my.
Oh. Not Sister Jean. Oh. Happy 106, he said?
Happy birthday to her.
106?
Wow. Yeah, don't care. Let's move along, please.
Wow.
I am very... Okay, go ahead. What?
No, it's...
Listen.
I didn't realize she was that old.
I have been told by people she's not very nice.
Really?
Yeah. And she's always looking for the camera. I don't respect it. I don't like it.
Wow.
By the end of that run, when they were in the tournament, the poor lady didn't know where she was, and they were tying balloon animals to her.
Well,
it's not right.
That's why What's-His-Face left, Porter Moser, right?
I would have left just to get away from her.
That's what I said.
Now, listen. Are we going to do Who Am I? Or do you want to do Ticket Text, and then we get to it at 4:15? Because I have. This is exciting. I have a Stone Age one, meaning we're going retro.
Okay.
And then we have something more recent, okay, so Kenny and David can really partake.
Okay.
The betting odds on FanDuel have you at -160. You're going to get both of these. Okay. But I have artfully crafted these. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're overly difficult, but I don't believe that they're easy. This is supposed to be a challenge. I will give clues, and then you will tell me who I'm talking about. You want to go right to it, David? We'll do Ticket Text next. Let's do it. Do we have any music at all? Or do you want to just...
Who
no,
are
no,
you?
No, no, definitely not that. Okay, will do.
I'm so glad I was on the ground floor of that.
I know. All right, here we go. We're going to start with the Stone Age. So David, try. I'd say Kenny try, but like this is, he won't. He won't.
As a married man, I'm mature enough to tell you there's no shot I get this.
Okay. So we're going to start with the Stone Age.
Okay.
I am currently 61 years old. It's a little bit of a math equation to tell you when his career would have been.
Okay.
I'm 61 years old.
Right.
I was born in what is known as the Flag City.
I don't know what the Flag City is.
You should. Hmm. Okay. My nickname was Tank. Not as a first name, but just people describe the play style along with the nickname. Now, here's something that it might help you if you've read some literature, etc. Okay. My parents famously refused to let me play football. I had to wait until high school when there was no permission slip needed. Basically, the kid went rogue. Okay? Now we'll get some of the good stuff. All right? Mm-hmm. I exploded my junior season with 1,600 yards and 22 touchdowns. Had a good sophomore year. Had an explosive junior.
I had a question.
Did yes,
you,
sir.
Is this...
Mind you, you're not allowed to ask me questions.
Oh, okay.
No. You can
because,
ask
because off the air, you said is it like Big Ten stuff? Is that what...
This is a Big Ten.
Oh,
I'm very, very sorry.
Mike Allstott?
Hold on. That's not how the game works.
Okay.
We don't just blurt things out like wedding crashers.
Okay.
I just chill.
Okay. All right.
When you believe you have it, you lock in and I continue the stuff.
Okay.
Stoney should be very, in all caps, very familiar with me. This quote should, this next hint should bring you closer. Are you ready? Yeah. I played for an enemy of Stoney in college, and I played for the enemy of Mike in the pros. I am a fan of Scrapple.
Okay. So
and here's the last one. I played both running back and fullback. So let's talk through this.
Okay. So
61 years old.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out if he's that old or not. I'm not 100% sure.
Have you picked up the hints of where he played in college?
Yeah, he's probably from Ohio State.
Okay, I will corroborate that.
So he played for a team that you love and you hate. So it should be the Eagles.
I will corroborate that.
So it's got to be Keith Byers.
I love this, man. Keith Byers. You're good, dude.
Look at you.
That's really nice work. Was challenging without being impossible.
Correct.
Keith Byers. Yeah. I hated him. He was on all those Randall Cunningham teams.
Number 41.
And he wore the huge shoulder pads.
Yes.
Nobody could tackle him.
Every once in a while, he would throw a left-handed pass, I believe.
He ended Pepper Johnson's life. If you want to go back to the highlight reel. All right. You're impressive.
Okay.
And I know people don't tell you that enough. All right, here we go.
Now I'm really pissed off that I blurted out Mike Alstead.
That's okay. Now everybody can play this one. Gentlemen, are you ready? Here we go. I was born in Philadelphia.
This is still Big Ten?
This is Big Ten, but this is a player in the last decade.
Okay.
I was born in Philly, but I didn't go to Penn State. I went to a non-Big Ten power.
Wait a minute. Now I have a question, because if you went to a non-Big Ten school, how is...
Big Ten power. Q-tip, Kenny.
Oh.
Insert and twist. All right, here we go. I exploded my junior season with 80 catches for 1,000 yards. So this guy was a nothing burger until his junior year, and then he exploded. Rico loves my school, but it's not MSU.
But it's in the Big Ten.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I put up great numbers in the NFL, but I rarely score touchdowns. Here's a quote that could be a difference maker. Antenna's up, guys. Here's a hint. A famous caller of this show shares my first name.
I'm in.
Kenny has locked in.
Yep.
Stay right there. I'm a unique wide receiver. And the last hint. Lions fans need to hope my quarterback stinks this year. I want to run these down one more time. Kenny locked in. Born in Philly, didn't go to Penn State. Went to an off-brand Big Ten school that Rico loves, but it's not MSU. Exploded his junior year. Has had a very nice NFL career, but he's short on touchdowns. Famous caller of this show shares his first name. And he's a unique receiver. Not a trinket, not a red zone guy, a little bit of everything. And Lions fans hope his QB stinks this year. Who am I? I'm shocked. You got Keith Byers from the Stone Age. You don't have this.
Well, I know Rico Love. I'm trying to do this. Rico loves Washington, but that would not be a Big Ten.
Can't confirm or deny, but it's not MSU. Power. David, do you want to? I need a guess, guys. I don't care if it's Texas with a dollar sign.
I know the school. I cannot think of a receiver from there. It's Maryland. He loves Maryland. I just can't think of a receiver right now.
Let me know when you want my guess, because I have it.
I'm telling you the confidence as a married man.
As a married man.
The confidence in your eyes.
Yes.
So the Lions hope he's
not. Stoney, I need a guess.
It's got to be from Green Bay.
He's muttering. This is a problem.
This is what I do.
I gave up, but I got it now.
Okay, Kenny.
My official guess is DJ Moore.
Yes.
All right.
Kenny,
I got it.
As a married man.
Good job.
You were correct.
Way to go.
As a married man.
If you would have asked me to predict what was going to happen, I'd get the old thing and you guys would get the current one.
That's a really nice. Now, again, guys, as we build towards the season, and we'll do this a time or two again, the difficulty, it's somewhere between easy and hard, right? Like, this
is challenging,
but I'm not being David about it.
Right.
Got it. That is who am I.
That was good.
Thank you.
248-539-9797. It's the Valenti Show with Rico. Stoney here. For Rico. Now, I don't know, you know, if you've been following this the saga of the Dallas Cowboys. But there's one thing that I know Mike and I definitely agree on, although he might hate another team worse or more. However, both of us, because we were raised in the NFC East as youths, hate the Dallas Cowboys. I've hated the Dallas Cowboys my whole life. There's nothing that makes me happier in the world than a weekend. And I got to be honest, it doesn't happen too often when both the Cowboys and Ohio State lose on the same weekend. But when that happens, it is just skyrockets in flight afternoon delight in my mind.
That's not exclusive to you. Yes. I also love that. That's a great weekend.
I mean, it is just an unbelievable weekend. And the fact that there are people, and I know one of them, who I didn't grow up with, went to college with, who actually, was raised in suburban New York, Mount Vernon, New York, to be exact, the home of Gus Williams and Rodney and Scooter McRae. But for some reason, instead of being a Jet fan or a Giant fan, this loser friend of mine is a Cowboy fan.
Oh, geez.
And I can never understand it. And it happened. There's some in people in Philly as well. So I was just saying, Mike, that the one thing you and I agree on, granted, you hate my childhood team. I don't like, I don't hate that many teams anymore, but we both agree we hate the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Just hate them. And I was just saying
the third most popular team in New York's the Cowboys.
I love Micah. He loves me and all this kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So I know there was a time where Lion fans said, God, I wish we had an owner like Jerry Jones who would do anything in his power to win, right? That's the way Jerry Jones used to be. He was obnoxious. How about the, you know, all that kind of stuff. So my question to you out there, what do you want your owner to be? Do you want him to be somebody who's in the spotlight, he's doing all these great things and not doing anything, but everybody talks about him? Or would you rather you never hear from him, just have an open checkbook?
This is difficult. I think for me, I don't want a silver spooner. I think invariably you end up with less than stellar results when you inherit daddy's and mommy's team. That's just me, sports-wise. I don't want a George Steinbrenner type owner because they're too invested. They're too fandom. They're too knee-jerk. It's too much too often. I think the type of person you need is what you have in Philly, which is Jeffrey Luria.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I am a fan. I bleed to win. And I've made a pact with my city that we're going to do everything we can all the time. I'm going to hire smart people and let them be smart, but you will be held to a very high standard. That's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you want a meddler. I certainly don't want my owner operating the t-shirt cannon, but I also don't want the mystery owner from Slapshot. You have to be involved. I think too many owners now, this is nothing more than a real estate play or a tax weapon. I can't have someone there that doesn't go to bed thinking about the team they own. Look, Steve Cohen is a huge Mets guy and a massive business person and success. But every day the Mets are on his desk.
Right.
Amidst his business affairs. Has it worked so far? No. But he's going to keep swinging. But he's too much of a fan. I need a hybrid between that and then idiot Hal Steinbrenner.
248-539-9797.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Is there an owner out there that you would love to own one of your teams? Maybe you love one of the owners here. I mean, Sheila has absolutely taken control of this operation with the hiring of Spielman and, you know, Brad and Dan and the whole, and turned it around. And, you know, she's a silver spoon, but she has some passion for the team. Without meddling. It's like I always want, from the Lions' perspective, you know, like Mark Cuban. Yeah, he's kind of a weirdo, but he always wanted to win. He would do what it took to win. Now there's some, you know, behind-the-scenes practices that have been, discussed as far as harassment in that organization in the past, which we don't like, obviously. But that type of person who I want them to care. And it doesn't bother me that he's a part of the spotlight as long as he wants to win. And he wants to win. So those are the type of owners I like. You know, Bill Davidson was a great owner. You never heard from him, really, until it was time to fire Rick Carlisle because he wasn't a nice person, according to him.
Yeah. No, that would be where
Larry
I'm at.
Brown, with that was Larry Brown, too, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want either end of the spectrum.
Right.
It needs to be a blend. But I get very sensitive. I can't have a cheap owner.
Right.
But I also can't have an owner the minute something goes wrong, knee-jerk, overspend, demand trades. Look, I grew up like that with Steinbrenner.
Right.
Can't do it. So it
is. But don't you wish his kids were more like him?
Yeah, I wish his kids would sell the team, to be honest with you.
Well, I know, but.
No, I just, listen, the Hal Steinbrenner thing is a sore spot. So just, my point is, I generally don't love the legacy owner, okay? Mm-hmm. You didn't buy this team. You didn't build this team. I don't even know what you've done on planet Earth to warrant this other than wait for dad to die.
Right.
Like Stephen Jones, your biggest accomplishment will be what? You lived long enough for dad to die, and now the Cowboys are yours.
Right.
Well, zippity-doo-dah. So, yeah. What was the genesis of this, by the way?
Just the fact that Jerry Jones...
Okay, your hatred of Jerry Jones.
Well, not my hatred, but my hatred of the Cowboys, and there are people who, they don't care. They love the fact that they...
What bothers me with Jerry Jones is stop wanting to shake your ass in the moonlight.
Yeah.
Get Micah signed. Stop with the radio interview.
Right.
Stop going on TV. Stop with the bond yacht and just run a better operation. The problem for Jerry Jones is he's Steinbrenner the late years. He's still the team's general manager.
Mm-hmm.
That's inappropriate. That's 1990s football. You're the owner. Hire smart people. Let them be smart.
It's like in Gore's. I mean, I know the t-shirt cannon and all that stuff. And
he's gotten better because he's stayed away.
Right, exactly.
And I can't knock him. He spent the money. He goes, I effed up with money. I tried to be the Monopoly man. Right. It didn't work.
Yes.
Fix this.
Right, exactly. He did a nice job. All I want my owner is to not be cheap and to hire smart people. That's it.
Well, the standards are the key. And I don't think we have any in this town. Case in point, the Red Wings spend. Lord knows what they spent on Steve. But the Red Wings are in an endless conveyor belt of mediocrity. There's no standard. What's the standard? Clearly, it's not make the playoffs.
Well, it was. That was.
What's past is past.
Okay.
Mike, there's no standard.
But as far as the ownership to support that type of thing. That, I think that's important.
My other problem is if you're in a salary cap league, I'm not going to sit here and pat you on the back hitting the cap. But look, ultimately, owners do need to step in and have at least somewhat of a pulse of the fan. You don't want to listen to the fans because eventually you end up sitting with them.
Right.
But you have, like, if I ran the Red Wings, no. This would be totally different. And that's the problem. I think there's too much passive in this town. And look, I give Sheila Ford-Hamp a ton of credit. Hired the right people. There's no problem.
No.
Chris Illich deserves credit. Hired the right people. But then you have to get into standards. Now look, the Lions, if they go out and fall back this year, and the D-line is garbage again, no, what I would want from my owner, and you may never hear about it publicly, you're gonna have a little sit-down with Brad Holmes and go, here's the deal. Don't ever do that to me again. Go and get monsters up front. See, am I going to get that from Sheila Ford-Ham? I think they're happy selling tickets. If Steve Yzerman misses the playoffs this year, yeah, I would need Chris to just say, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. It's over. Are we going to get that?
That's probably not.
Nope.
But you're right.
So that's my issue would be standards have to go along. It's like a motorcycle with a sidecar. The standards have to be in the sidecar, Mike.
Yeah.
And I don't think we have that in this town.
248-539-9797.
All right, let's get to the people. And then we'll get a football today. And then we got to talk about Sony's favorite activity in life, press conferences. Because there's a team offering tickets that you can buy as fans and you get to ask a question. What possibly could go wrong? Let's go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
You guys hear me okay?
Absolutely,
wonderful.
Man. What's up?
So I think the kind of owner that I would want is like the owner who's open checkbook, but gonna let the general manager do his job. Like, I'm not like, he's making the decisions. If he does something wrong, then he's out. And but he has to have passion also. If he doesn't have passion, then what's the point?
Jeff, I think that's the problem with today's sports is so few owners have a passion for anything other than their pocketbook. These teams have become nothing more than advanced real estate plays or an opportunity to siphon 7, 10, 12% of your franchise to private equity at a bloated valuation. That's the part that's turning me away.
Do you have a particular owner you like?
Not really. Okay. I mean, Gores looks pretty good. I mean, if he would show a little more passion, you know, he definitely has that open checkbook.
Look, and Jeff, honestly, you give Sheila Ford Hamp a lot of credit. She hired the right people. She's letting them be smart. I think the difference of opinion as fans versus what Brad wants to do, I don't think that rises to ownership level.
No.
I don't think the owner needs to demand Trey Hendrickson now. So, no, I think she's done a great job. And, look, you give Chris credit because they made the home run hire for Yzerman. They made a great hire here with Scott Harris. That the problem with the Red Wings isn't the hire. The problem is, what is the standard of the Detroit Red Wings?
Exactly, exactly.
And
I think Steve should be gone a long time ago.
I mean, if his name wasn't Yzerman, he would be, Jeff. And I know that upsets a lot of people, but it's reality. If his name...
By the way...
What?
Did I just hear you say Scott Harris was a great hire?
Yeah.
Good.
I have no qualms about that. Mm. He's done a great job reshaping the minor system,
no
drafting.
Doubt. Yes.
Look, I may have misgivings about his ability to make major league level trades.
It's kind of like Yzerman, drafting well.
Yes.
And
yes. But my issue will be free agency's got to be a productive part of this.
Right.
Now, Glaber was a nice signing.
Right.
But beyond
Flaherty 1, good. Flaherty 2,
But ultimately, right. It's like, I don't love. I can say a guy's done a very good job while not being a bathwater drinker. I don't love this prospect hoarding. I don't. It's like fans get their jollies because they have these great prospects. Are these prospects going to help us win the World Series this year? Probably not.
No.
I'd still love to see McGonagall.
So would I.
But that's not going to happen.
No. Or even Hwan Lee.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't care anything better than what they've been rolling out there. I don't love this lineup. And I they're 11th in baseball on home run. That's great. You play CYO League teams 2 out of 3 games. Major League Baseball, and specific to the American League, has never been worse.
I can't disagree with you there, but right now, they're playing pretty good baseball.
They are, and that is not their problem.
No, I know.
Identifying something that seemingly is factual, it doesn't – you can have both things be true. This is the problem with fans. They think you're taking a shot at the team. I'm not.
I remember I had an argument with Caputo on Fox 2 where I said, they're a good team. They're just not a great team. And you'd think that I like basically wanted to kill people.
What was the issue?
That I don't think they're great. I think they're good.
Okay.
So people had an issue with that?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Caputo.
Me and Caputo on Fox 2 one Sunday.
All right. I mean, I don't know the context of the conversation. Yeah. I mean, I can't comment.
I know.
I don't think that's a bad statement.
No.
Because I don't know that there are any great teams in Major League Baseball. I mean, the Dodgers are great on paper, but they have not played well in the last month.
No.
I wouldn't call the Tigers great. I think they're built to dominate the regular season. I worry about them in the playoffs. I worry because we talked about it yesterday briefly. You're going to be taking Kerry Carpenter out of the game for Jamai Jones in the third inning of a playoff game?
No.
You know, how many times am I going to have to look at, you know, Matt Vierling leading off in a playoff game? There are holes in this lineup that when you get to the playoffs and the pitching gets better, the bullpen usage gets more aggressive, I think that's a real problem. You don't have enough guys that are just, they're dudes. They're the non-negotiables.
It's an issue. You're right.
But
no doubt.
And also, here's the thing. Why would I hesitate from calling him great? Outside of Scooble, it truly is spin the wheel. Is it good Flaherty or terrible Flaherty? Is it good Morton or awful Morton?
Right.
Is it good Mize or bad Mize? I don't have enough predictability.
Right. How long will Keith keep up what he's done since the middle of the
And again, they're still a really good baseball team, but I'm a bit of a a curmudgeon when it comes to calling a team great.
Me too.
So that makes us communists, apparently.
Yes. Okay.
That's because we're East Coast idiots.
Got it. We'll go to Jason, 97.1. Jay, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Money Mike, Godfather, thanks for taking me on.
What's going on?
Well, you know, I wanted Osmond gone 2 years ago, but that's not why I called.
Okay.
I want an owner that wants to win, that cares about the fans more than anything. And this falls on Brad Holmes, where I'm getting to. He's gotten job space. He is slowly going down that Steve Osmond way where it's going to be my way or the highway. Where did he do this offseason to pick up anybody to help that defensive line, help the O-line, et cetera? Nothing. And Davenport, sick signing, dude. He probably got hurt pushing a buggy out of Myers 5 minutes ago. I mean, let's be real. Where's the reports where, you know, he's going after Parsons or Trey Henderson from Cincinnati? I haven't heard him yet. And, you know, as soon as they cut Hendon Hooker, when they do, you know what the first thing he's going to blame? Well, Ben Johnson wanted him. That's what he'll do. I'm tired of his receipt segment and all that. I need Rico down there when this team, and I hope I'm wrong, goes 7 or 8 wins this year.
Oh,
Rico
God.
Needs to come. Listen, Rico needs to be down there.
Well, if they go, and again, I don't think that's happening, Jason, no. But let's play the game. If that happened, if that happened, you are going to have a hell of a time with the receipts of all of his very chesty comments, including on these airwaves. Well, is it like this in every market? Why, we already have Aiden Hutchinson. Okay.
Mike, you made the comment, you know, last week and over the years, and I respect it. Not everybody is, we made the playoffs. I want a championship. That's the bottom line. Why play the game?
And again, we've had plenty of fun. And 2 years ago, I couldn't put the Super Bowl albatross around their neck. Jason, they won the division. They won multiple playoff games. They kind of did the exorcism for this town. Last year was Super Bowl or bust. Now, again, if I have to hear about the injuries again, my head's going to explode. Did the injuries force you to turn it over 5 times?
No.
Okay. Second of all, you had no injuries on offense. You can't have one without the other. You have to admit you got incredible luck on one side of the ball and incredibly unlucky on the other. The point is, it is all Super Bowl or bust now. There's nothing left. There's nothing left for this team. And I hope like hell they have a great year and we get to have a lot of fun. But make no mistake, and I say, look, if you disagree, tell me. Mm-hmm. We can argue about it in the 5. They're not all in. You can't call what they did this offseason an all-in Howie Roseman or Eric DaCosta or John Lynch or Les Snead offseason. They are not all in to win a Super Bowl. They are still doing this be consistently good garbage.
They think that the best way to get to the Super Bowl is their way. So, no, they didn't throw all their chips in.
Their way versus the established way in the NFC since 2018.
Right.
Rams, Eagles, Bucks, Niners.
Right.
What do all 4 of those franchises and their respective Super Bowl runs have in common? All gas, no brakes. Bold swings.
San Francisco went after McCaffrey.
And more.
Right. Philly with what they did.
Every year, Barkley, not only winning it once, then retooling, then new staffing, then AJ Brown.
Tampa was Brady.
And they went all in defensively with pass rushers. Right. And the Rams F them picks.
Yes.
And then there's the Lions. Right. And it doesn't mean they can't get it done, but man, it's established what it takes.
That's true.
Especially if you don't have a Pat Mahomes or you don't have a Josh Allen. But again, I'm mean.
No.
All right, America's favorite place to watch football, Stadium Swim, Circa Resort and Casino, all the biggest games, best viewing experience, and it's built for you, the fans. 6 pools, 3 levels, perfect view of the big screen, Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Las Vegas on
Costa
Fremont.
Costa and John will be there tomorrow morning.
Fantastic. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.